With the polls tightening in many battleground states, could the presidential election be decided by New Hampshire's 4 electoral votes? It's a possibility, which is why Hillary Clinton was in New Hampshire with a former political rival yesterday looking for the support of young voters. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
They were together again in New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton and her former rival for the Democratic nomination, Bernie Sanders.
So is everybody here ready to transform America?
Sanders came to UNH in Durham to help Clinton as she tries to transform her campaign into a millennial vote-getting machine. It was young voters like these who fueled Sanders' primary victory last February when he captured 80% of the youth vote. Clinton, by contrast, is drawing only about 40% of millennials, according to recent polls. So Sanders was back talking about inequality, the 1%, and Donald Trump.
At a time when we have massive levels of income and wealth inequality, it is absurd, it is disgraceful for Donald Trump and his friends to be talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks for the top 1%.
When Clinton took the stage, she couldn't resist saying this.
Isn't this one of the strangest elections you've ever seen?
It's a reference to Monday night's debate with Donald Trump, which earned Clinton mostly positive reviews and appears to have brought some new energy and confidence to her campaign.
I really sometimes don't know what to make of it. Standing on that debate stage the other night, I was especially thinking about that.
Clinton came to the UNH campus in Durham to tout a plan to make college more affordable for middle and low-income Americans. She made sure to mention that New Hampshire has the highest proportion of students with college debt in the country.
So we should and we will make public colleges tuition-free for families earning less than $125,000 a year.
Clinton also wants to make community college free and help students refinance college debt. Many in the audience were students who welcomed the idea and said it's among the reasons they're voting for Clinton. Among them, Caroline Taylor, a student at Wellesley College.
So when I was looking at colleges, being able to afford where I was going was really important. So it was definitely a consideration. We need to support those who want to further their education and just don't have the financial resources to do so.
Well, to be honest, I was a Bernie supporter, a pretty big one.
But UNH student Eli Tyrell Walker says he's supporting Clinton now. He's exactly the kind of young voter Clinton needs to win over. But many are turning to third-party candidates. And Tyrell Walker says he understands why.
One of the big problems that she's having with millennials is people find her disingenuous, corrupt, a liar. And I think that's part of the reason why Bernie did so well, because he seemed very authentic.
What does Hillary Clinton do to respond to that?
Well, I love this event because she's coming to the college, speaking to students about the issues that are concerning them.
The fact that Clinton was back in New Hampshire yesterday and that Donald Trump will be here later today is the latest indication of how important this state could be in a race this close.
Everybody remembers the 2000 election. George W. Bush beat Al Gore in New Hampshire by 7,000 votes.
This is Andy Smith, a political science professor who runs the UNH Survey Center. He points out that if Al Gore had won New Hampshire in 2000, as had been expected, he would have been president. And the contested vote in Florida wouldn't have mattered.
So I think that people remember that. They know that New Hampshire is a close state. If you start looking at the Electoral College map this year, it looks like it could be very close. Politics is governed by fear. Nobody wants to wake up the next morning and realize that they lost because they lost a state that they expected to win. And every electoral vote counts.
And little New Hampshire has 4 electoral votes. Yesterday, Bernie Sanders stressed the same point, that they could determine who wins in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Durham, New Hampshire.